You're listening to CRI News. I'm Alex McNabb. The unmanned Shenzhou 8 spacecraft is now in orbit after being launched shortly before 6 this morning from China's western desert.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
Shenzhou 8 is now set to hook up with the Tiangong-1 experimental space laboratory that was launched last month. The commander-in-chief of China's space program is Cheng Wangchuan. The spacecraft is set to dock with Tiangong-1 in the next couple of days. They will then separate after flying together for 12 days before then performing a second docking. The practice manoeuvres are designed to try to help create a manned Chinese space station by 2020. An earthquake measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale has hit along the Sichuan-Gansu border. The quake hit just before 6 this morning at a relatively shallow depth of around 20 kilometres. The two closest cities to the epicentre are Guangyuan on the Sichuan side and the city of Longnan in Gansu. So far, there have been no casualties or damages reported. Chinese President Hu Jintao has put out a fresh call for major economies to work together to foster growth and stability. He has made the comments after meeting Austrian counterpart Heinz Fischer in Vienna.
In view of the increasing uncertainties in revitalizing the economy, there is a need, I think, for the whole international community, especially for the most important national economies, to prioritize development of growth and stability, strengthen confidence and strengthen cooperation, so increasingly maintain a tendency to revitalize the economy.
Following his trip to Austria, Hu Jintao is due to fly to France to attend the G20 summit in Cannes later this week. China, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand have all agreed to take joint action to crack down on cross-border crime and to secure transportation along the Mekong River. The agreement in Beijing comes following the murder of 13 Chinese sailors on the Mekong last month. The four countries have agreed to formally establish a new law enforcement program along the Mekong. 9 members of the Thai army have been charged in connection with the murder of the Chinese sailors last month. The motive for the attack remains unclear, though the area the sailors were killed, which is known as the Golden Triangle, is notorious for the illegal transportation of drugs. The central authorities are raising the threshold for levying value-added and business taxes on small enterprises starting from today. The value-added tax threshold for small enterprises will be increased to between 5,000 yuan and 20,000 yuan for companies' monthly sales revenues. That's up from the previous threshold of 2,000 to 5,000 yuan. Meanwhile, the threshold for levying the business tax for small enterprises will be raised to 5,000 to 20,000 yuan, which is up from the 1,000 to 5,000 range currently. The move is designed to try to ease the liquidity burden that many small businesses here in China are struggling with right now. The UN cultural body UNESCO has voted to grant full membership to Palestine. Among the 173 countries taking part, 107 were in favour and 14 voted against, with 52 abstaining. China is among the countries that voted in favour of the Palestinian acceptance into UNESCO. Israel, the United States, Canada and Germany all voted to reject the Palestinian accession. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has sharply rejected the results of the vote, saying that it is very harmful to the chances of real peace talks. In the wake of the vote, the United States is now cancelling its funding for UNESCO, which accounts for a fifth of UNESCO's annual budget, noting that its $60 million installment of funding will now not be forthcoming. Countries who have opposed the Palestinian acceptance into UNESCO are concerned that it will add more pressure on countries to accept the creation of a new Palestinian state. Meanwhile, Libya's National Transitional Council has elected a new leader. Abdel Rahim El-Kib is replacing Mahmoud Jabril, who is fulfilling his earlier promise to step down following the declared liberation of Libya. El-Kib, who is also a member of the NTC in Tripoli, is a professor and electrical engineer at Tripoli University. In taking over the position as interim prime minister, Kib is being tasked with overseeing the reform of the transitional government from a wartime organisation to one of rebuilding and re-establishing a working government. For CRI News, I'm Alex McNabb.